still pulls his strings on her. He imposes his restrictions upon her. She cannot visit her father's home. She cannot marry a certain person. So here too is the same kind of thesis. Because since in the same shtar that for which the Eved becomes Mishuche, the shtar is expressive of certain reservations, of certain rights of the Eved. Because this shtar is expressive of certain rights of the Eved. What are the rights of the Eved? The reservation. He's Mishuche a certain son. So since the same shtar that is Mishuche the Eved, whereby the Eved becomes Mishuche, is expressive of certain reservations and certain rights that remain vested in the Eved, so then there is a diminution in the total separation between the Eved and the Eved. So in other words, according to Rashi and Tosfos, the Krisis is the Krisis of Minyan Aksav, Shehinyan Shehinyan Shehinyan. According to the Reed, the Krisis is the Krisis of Shehinyan Shehinyan Shehinyan. Now, well, that will be enough for today, but I will ask you, I mean, this is a very important subject, the Shehinyan mentioned, so I will ask you, first of all, to go over the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah in Perek Gimel Dekrei. And that Rambam, you see, because here the Gemara says that Rav Meir's Tam is not based upon Loi Torah Mori Bo, but it's based upon Kuzite. But the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah in Perek Gimel explains Rav Meir on the basis of Loi Torah Mori Bo. And he says the Machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon is on the question as to whether we say Torah Mori Bo or don't say Torah Mori Bo. Rav Meir says, Loi Torah Mori Bo, don't say Torah Mori Bo. And Rav Shimon says, we say Torah Mori Bo. That's in Perek Gimel of Pei, Mishnah Ches. Hakis l'chosov ha'av yotz mechir. Nishavti b'chol l'chosov. Uchvo yiknu eise. Vimshi akar akol shu gomu l'kol l'chosov yisun mo. Chutz mo kribim yotz mechir das nekame. Yifi shon da, shu yifi shon das nekame. Shein chilkin hadimu. Oy tovim yiboy. So everybody raised the question again, the Rambam Yerushalmi, but that's the Havanim of Gemara. But the Maskol of Gemara is, that also made it that we see Pauli Gimboe. But here it's a chizom of Kuzgini. That's one thing. And then, you should go over now the Gemara in Makis. Gemara in Makis Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. Just four short. Ilo yevituv ye krei yedal ba'ave. Sovar apopo neima gavaleivu malva v'chikeinu. Omer Avonim Rid Rabbi Shuel Rappope, Yiles Lulayim Rabbi Zahar Bozlan Arve, so now the Yiloyim Vituvye, so were the Krivim of the Orev, and they were Rechikim Estrelayim in the Mal. Rashi explains it as a Yalvoy. Rashi applies it to Yalvoy. In other words, let's say, Reuben and Shimon, who are not brothers, were in Yalvoy, and they testified that Levi borrowed $1,000 from you. Reuben and Shimon, who are not brothers, were the Eliyahu, and they testified in West, according to Rashi, that Levi borrowed $1,000 from you there, and Yisochor was the Ohr, was the Shore. The Shore. Now, Reuben and Shimon, the Eliyahu, were first cousins, let's say, of Yisochor. But they were not craving of Levi and Yehuda, the Levi and the Mal. So then they came and testified in Bezd. They were rechaking as to Levi and Yehuda. They were only first cousins of Yisochor the Oren. So Rabbi wanted to accept the Eidus, to admit the Eidus in evidence. Because true, you cannot hire Yisochor in case Levi, the Levi defaults, so basically couldn't be Mechayer, couldn't hold Yisochor responsible, because they need not claiming of Yisochor. They could have basically could hold Levi responsible, they are the Chaykim of Levi and Yehudi. So Rapope wanted to admit this, the testimony. Omer Rabbunet, Reit Rabbi Yeshua, Rapope, he lest the Levi was Rabbe, was Malme. Suppose Levi does not have money. He's bankrupt. He doesn't have any money. So then, what is the next step? So then Yehuda will present his claim to Yisochor the Oren. And as to Yisochor, the Eidim are claiming. So in many ways, that means that even though right now their intention is to be mechayev Levi, that he should pay $1,000 to Yehudah, but it's also a testimony against Zohar. So in Mele, it's a Yishvot HaMitzos of Adlakulo, so it should become Bottle, it got a Levi Yehudah also. This is what Rabbi Levi Davishon. This is how Rashi explains it. This is how Rashi explains it. The Raimed applies the Gemara not to a Yalvoye. Rashi applies it to a Yalvoye. The Bamoye also applies it to a Yalvoye. The Raimed applies it to a Yehudah. In other words, that wasn't contested. That Levi borrowed $1,000 from Yehudah, and that Yisochor and took to be sure, that was not contested by anybody. But Levi was saying that he paid it. So then the Eloi Vitubie came to Bezin and they testified that in their presence, only yesterday, Levi admitted to Yehuda in their presence that he never paid a debt. And Eloi Vitubie were claiming. Eloi Vitubie were claiming of Yisochor, but they're not claiming of Levi Yehuda. This is how the Rambam explains. And the Rambam applies it to the Goy, not to the Goy. So there are three pshatim. So you have to go over that piece of Gemara, four lines only, Rashi pshat, and then the Baramoyer and the Rambam Lechamis and Makis, and you should go over the Chidushi Rambam in Gitna, now Gemara. Of a case called the Chosof Rabbi. Yosef Mechir, Shia Kar Kolshu, the Ramban. So, and the Ramban mentioned the Ram, they all mentioned the Yerushalmi, of a case of the Chosof Mishnim Yodom, where he ate in the Chikim Vezeh, the Chikim Vezeh. So there is a Reb Chaim and the Ramban of that Yerushalmi.
Here, Laman Ches, in Gittin, your test, Tevez, Eitov Shalom, your test, January 18, 1979, Thursday.
Shein chilek in adibu, lifichol zeh atnai, tomo b'kufa ebe. So he mentions Sivak Krisis also, so Monevshek. If the Rambam explained the Mishnah, the Havane, so the Havane didn't know yet that it's based upon Krisis. And if he explains it upon the Maskone, on the basis of the Maskone of Gimoy, so why does he say, Vishindas Talekame, Shechel Kinadim? Now, how does the Raivet, the Rambam, how do they explain Gimoy? They explain it a little differently than this. According to Tetzvitz, so the whole Havamin of the Gemara, was based upon the case of Kol Chosai Knuimoch, which we play the Avdi, Chutz, Kol Chosai Knuimoch, Chutz, Misodet Reinis, the Ilya Lezizot. But the Raimed says no, that the Gemara in the Havamin was not based necessarily upon that situation. Even the Havamine could be based upon the case where, could have reference to the case where he had many sons, he had thousands of sons. So if he said, Kol Mechosai, Knuimoch, Chutz Misodet Reinis, and he had thousands of sons, but he excluded one son, so in Melee, if he uses the expression call and he excludes something, that in itself is an important expression. It's entirely suspect. It's illogical. I mean, if a person says, all my chosim, all my sons, then he said, except for son number 10. So the main way, it's an important expression, because if there is an except, it's not call. It's not call. So the Rambam can also, explain like the Raivet. But the Rambam shitting is that in Kol HaTerei Kuleh, where there is no Gzeres HaKosev of Sfiras Dvorim, that he must use clear, explicit language, unambiguous language, so it doesn't matter the important expression. So why is it an important expression? But we know what it means. People talk that way, so there is no doubt that if a person has 10 sons and he said, Kol Nechosai, Knuimoch, Chutz Misodet number 10. So what does he mean? He means that he is makneim all the 9 sons, not the 10 sons, not the sonnet number 10. So, true, he expressed it in repugnant language. But it doesn't matter, there is no aloche that he must formulate it in clear and explicit and unambiguous language. But by get and by shtar shir, there is aloche of Sfiras Dvorim, and that Sfiras Divrei Krisus. So that means that he has to formulate it in clear and explicit language, in clear and explicit language, so maybe a repugnant expression passes the shtar. But in Kol HaTerei Kuleh, it doesn't matter, repugnant or not repugnant, as long as it is clear to us what the intention is. But only by Shtashim. So maybe even the Havamin of the Imam, even Rabbi Bar Masne knew that Rameyah's deen, why does Rameyah say that if somebody writes in the shtar, Kol Nechosai Knuimoch, Chutz Misodet Reinis, so it's lo yotzei mechilei. Why? Because of the aloha of Sfiras Dvorim. But if we say Palkin Dvorim, so what does it mean if we say Palkin Dvorim? Suppose he would write in the shtar, instead of writing Kol Nechosai Knuimoch, Chutz Misodet Reinis, he would write Atzmecha Unechosai Chutz Misodet Reinis Knuimoch. Then the mayor would agree that it is yotzei mechilei. Because then it's like it's two shtores. So suppose he writes two shtores. First he writes Ishtar Shichut Eved, and then he writes Ishtar Matone and Mikakois to the Eved. So then we wouldn't say that it becomes bottle just because the Ishtar Matone becomes bottle. So the Ishtar Shichut also cannot. It's two separate shtores. Now what difference does it make whether the two shtores were written on two sheets of paper or on one sheet of paper? So if he writes in the Ishtar, then it's managed to start. So So on the same paper, two stories, you can write two stories on the same piece of paper, too. But when does the mayor say that it's that she a current culture, because there is a repugnancy in the shtar. So the melee, it passes the shtar shifu also when it's one shtar. When he might not at me home the chosai chut misoi plays melech. But he might call the chosai knuilo chut misoi plays. So then it's one shtar. So, but if he might at me home the chosai chut misoi plays melech. So it's two shtores. So the repugnancy is in the shtar matone. But in the Atzmich of Kuyeloch, there is no repugnancy. So then he's Yotzeh Lechayus. So the Mele, Kabbalah Mamasbe said, true indeed, that Reb Meir, Saloche, of Lo Yotzeh Lechayus, is based upon the Aloch of Sfirat Dvorim, because in the end, in the Aloch of Sfirat Dvorim, then it wouldn't matter that there is a repugnancy. Why should it make a difference how he formulates how he formulates it, whether in clear language or not clear language, as long as we know what he meant. But, so the Kabbalah must also know that Rameya's din was based upon his Asakotos Ferasdor. But, he deduced from Rameya that Rameya holds way Palgina Dibore. Because if we are to say Palgina Dibore, then we should split the one Dibore into two Dibore. And we should say that the expression "kol nechosai k'nuilo chutz misoi plainis" is reduced al pidi into an expression of "atzmicho nechosai chutz misoi plainis k'nuilo." If had he written "atzmicho nechosai chutz misoi plainis k'nuilo," then it would be two shtores. So the hypocrisy would exist only in the shtar matone, not in the shtar shikho. So even if he writes in the shtar "kol nechosai k'nuilo chutz misoi plainis," we should treat it as if it had been written. So why does Rabbiya say that Lo Yotzeh Mechirin? So then the conclusion must be that Rabbiya holds Lo Yotzeh Mechirin. So he cannot split the one Dibur into two Dibur. And say that Kol Nechosai Knu Lo Chutz Mechirin Plains equals, is the equivalent of, is reduced into Atzmicho Nechosai Chutz Mechirin Plains Knu. So it's a riot that he holds with all the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so the Meir, the Kashi is, so how Rav Nachman, on one hand, is Machia like Rav Meir, that with all the Gemara. On the other hand, he says, Rav Nachman, Shchiv Rashi Kosef Kom Lechosef Vahavde, Vyoma, Yischitza Vilchosim, Vindechitza Vindechitza Vahavet, Vindechitza Vahavet. So the Meir, So we see that Rameya holds, that Rav Nachman holds, that Pogin Dibore, that Pogin Dibore. Now, the question is this, how does, now, so that's the kasha of the Gemara. But the question arises, how does Rav Adba Masne equate the Pogin Dibore of Akis Pomechos Vavde and Chiyakar Kochu, so the Lord Pogin Dibore. So there we're talking about Dibore means we don't reduce the Dibore to two Dibore with the Talmud Dibore of Shrim Rashi Kosa from the Chosa Le'avde V'yoma Chiza V'lechosi V'lechiza V'e. There is something else. There it's not the question of reducing one Dibore into two Dibore. Of reducing one Dibore into two Dibore. So it seems that there is one child, in other words, actually we should say Talmud Dibur. But the reason is why we don't say, after all, the Gemara says, plainly by the Yatzeni, so is Talmud Dibur. So why should, so there we also say, we reduce one Dibur to two Dibur. In other words, if someone says, plainly by the Yatzeni, so then we reduce it into two Dibur. And we say, in effect, he said two things. He said, plainly Roma, amiru amiru. But he didn't say it that way. He said, plainly Vanu Atzeni, still, we reduce it into two Dibur. And we say, plainly Roma, and amiru amiru. So, as far as plainly Roma, that's a good agode. As far as amiru amiru, I am a Moldova. How can I testify against myself? So we accept the Dibur of plainly Roma, we reject the people of Aniwa Leva. Of Aniwa Leva. So mainly we do say Bangun Dibue. So why? So why should why does Rebbeya say the Chia Kaka Kochu? So we ought to make So the answer is that Rebbeya, this is what Rabbeya must mention. Rebbeya holds there is a special aloha of Shtar Shepotl Mitzosi Botokol. You see, I mean, that this is how the Rambam explained it. Of Shtar Shepotl Mitzosi Botokol. If it's not in Shtar, then we should say Pogil Minuah. So even though the Haggadah, Hashtar, the Haggadah Zahidis, or the Haggadah Hashtar, if there had been a aloha, a special aloha, of Shtar Shepotl Mitzosi Botokol, so then we should say Pogil Minuah. What does Pogil Minuah mean? That even though on its face, it's wanting and it's unacceptable. The way it is presented and the way it is formed. So it is unacceptable. So let's say plainly the Bible is saying. So on its face, the Haggadah of plainly the Bible is saying is unacceptable, is inadmissible. By best. Why? Because if you are going to admit this Haggadah on its face, the way it was formulated, the way it was presented, so that means that he is testifying against himself. How can we admit a Haggadah against oneself? So still we say, true, on its face, it is inadmissible by this. But we reduce that without changing it. Because when one says, plainly, one was saying in effect, he says two things. He makes two statements. Number one, he's saying is, plainly, Robert. And number two, he says, Amir Aliyah. So, does it matter as far as the hue of the plainly, who the Yehovah is, whether his name is Rubin or Shimon or Lehi or Yehudah? Don't make any difference. So in effect, the statement of plainly, Vanguard Zenli, consists of two statements. Statement number one, plainly Yehovah. Statement number two, Amir Aliyah. So the statement, plainly Amir Aliyah, has to be rejected. But the statement of Lady Rova is accepted. So Memele, the question is, why does Rebbeya say? That was the smog of Rabbeinu Bamasli. That the question is, why does Rebbeya say that we do not say that Loyo Tzomechel? The answer is Rabbeinu Bamasli to the conclusion that Rebbeya holds with Pogil and Dibur. But how is it possible that Rebbeya holds with Pogil and Dibur? But it's impossible that Pogil and Dibur are saying it. So we do say Pogil and Dibur. The answer is, over there we say Pogil and Dibur because there is no Shtar. But by Shtar, we do not say Pogil and Dibur. That's the Pshat in the Rabban when he says, Shtar Shepotim Mitzosim Pogil. It's a special aloha. According to Rabban Bar Masne, Rebbeya holds that there is a special aloha of Shtar Shepotim Mitzosim Pogil. Shtar Shepotim Mitzosim Pogil. So the Mele, we cannot say Pogil and Dibur. So the question is, and Rav Nachman said, Haloche Rebbeya. But at the same time, he said, Shkim Rashi Kosa Pogimosov, Le'avde, Vioma, Chitza Bilchosim, and Chitza Be'evet. There it's not a question of splitting one Dibur into two Dibur. There it's a question as to whether the same Shtar that is Shtar Matoneh and Shtar Shichu. Suppose it turns out to be ineffective as Ishtar Matoni, let's say if you recover it. So does it remain effective as Ishtar Shichu? So Rabbi Nachman says yes. Chinza bin Chosik Nechita Be'emet. But we should say Ishtar Shichu Mitzosi Matoni Kolei. We cannot split Ishtar in any way. Whether by splitting the Dibur or by splitting the effectiveness of Ishtar. Ishtar Shichu Mitzosi Matoni Kolei. So that's the kashe. So the Rabashi says, no. That actually Rebbeya can also agree that there is a deen of Pogil and Dibur. Mimele, and even by Shtar we say Pogil and Dibur. There is no general principle of Shtar Shepotim Mitzosim Pogil and Dibur. That the Shtar can only be accepted as a whole, on its face, And if it cannot be accepted as a whole on its face, so then no part of it, no aspect of it can be accepted. There is no such halacha. We do say Paul and the Bure, even in respect to Shtar. There is no general absolute principle of Shtar Shabbat and Mitzvah Shabbat. We can apply the principle of Paul and the Bure in Shtar also. So in Mele, that's the reason as to why Rav Nachman said, Shrim Rashi was the promise of Hosok Lavde, the Yom Adi Shrim Dabil Chosi, the Nechidah Be'evet. Because we apply the halacha of Paul and the Bure, in what sense do we apply the halacha of Paul and the Bure? That even though the Shtar becomes ineffective in respect of the Matone, so still it remains effective in respect to the Shichu. It remains effective. But anyways, so why does Rav Meir say that Shiakar also Yotzebechiri? Why? Because it's a repugnant Shtar. But if we are to apply to Shtar the principle of Paul and the Bure, so the Mele, we should say that this expression of Kol Nechosai should be reduced out of being into an expression of Atzmi Kol Nechosai. Or if it is reduced into an expression of Atzmi Kol Nechosai, so then it becomes Tushtores. So then, if once it becomes Tushtores, so the repugnancy will exist only in the Shtar Matone. It will not exist in the Shtar Shicho. So the answer is, here there is Exer Sakoso. This is how the Rambam Pirsha Mishnah explained it. Here there is this, because of Exer Sakoso of Sfiras Gori. So the Exer Sakoso of Sfiras Gori implies that all the language in the Shtar must be clear, explicit, and unambiguous, not repugnant. And if, on its face, the Shtar has repugnant language, so then we cannot say Paul Gendibure. True indeed, if we want to apply the laws of Paul Gendibure, then it would be considered as if it had been written, so then there wouldn't be any repugnancy, there would be no inconsistency with Sfiras Gori. But since there is Exeter Sakoso of Sfiras Gori, so in Mele we cannot say Paul Gendibure, because it must have on its face clear and explicit language, not repugnant language. Without Pogim and the Boe, the language is repugnant. So the Mele, because of the Sakosma Shinas Bomin, we do not say Pogim and the Boe. So the Mele, that's why. But generally, we do say Pogim. So now, what does this Sakosma? So in other words, you would say, so Monefshe, if there is a Sakosma in regard to Shtar Shichu, that we do not say Paul and the Bure, so how does Rav Nachman say, Shrim Rashi Chosot Kol Chosot, Le'ad Dei Vioma, Chilza Bin Chosin, Ve'ilchilza Be'ebet? That's based upon Paul and the Bure. The answer is, this is a different kind of Paul and the Bure. Rav Nachman's Paul and the Bure is not the Paul and the Bure of splitting one Dibur into two Dibur. Rav Nachman's Paul and the Bure is that even though the Shtar is turns out to be ineffective regabi matone, it still remains effective regabi shicho. So the Xerasakosu of Sfiras Gorim doesn't negate this kind of Paul and the Bure. The Xerasakosu of Sfiras Gorim negates the Paul and the Bure of splitting a repugnant expression on its face into two expressions. But the Xerasakosu of Sfiras Gorim does not negate the Paldino de Bure of allowing the same Shtar that is ineffective regarding Matone to remain effective regarding Shiru. So that's why the Rambam says, if you should ask the Kame, Sheikhil Tinadimu. So mainly because of the example, why not? Not in Kolateri Kure, Tanikame says, Sheikhil Tinadimu. Here we cannot split the Dibu. Because of the Zasakos of Sfiras Gori. Yes.
So the Pashas in the Morrowind talks about Rav Nachman's Lashon, the same Lashon that Rav Meir had, the same case. Because it's called Chosso.
Okay, yeah, but here.
So it's also a Republican expression, Rav Nachman's case also. That is a Kashas.
No! But in Rav Nachman's case, there is no repugnancy in the expression, even on its face. But in Rav Meir's case, there is redundancy and it fails in the expression. Only if we multiply the loss of potentiality, then the repugnancy would be eliminated. So then it would be changed into two expressions. But at its face, there is a repugnancy because of the roots. We saw the phrase. Mashiach in Rav Nachman's case, there is no repugnancy. Now let's see the number. It's a very long time back. What did Nana give you from the photo? The outage, she a car coach and not a real spiritual agenda. A few of my biscope, the people not to see you there, and people will be very happy. Who you do wrong or relax? The Rapshin is about Lego and Behem, the mighty Gobe, Gobe, mighty Gobe, Gobe. Und wir kommen auf Schiene Leilu und Bechim und Roma Jotz Bechibus, Maschma da für die Chutz bis zu Karke. Wir wollen uns alle mit Zorin, und wir kommen schon nach Hossin, die Mutze Mitre, mit Kochab, wie Chab, das ist Aschus Pia. Aber Loche, even though he didn't specify, spell out the identity of the Shio, of the Sode that he excluded, any Sode, it could be any one of 100 Sodeis that he excluded, so he still So it was a mash with a few chutz and biskul kak and what on its own. We got the shot of chosin. The mots and mitzvah with kolchad v'chad after loch and rapshin yos v'chidus. Do a laf kaki, do a shay, u palgin a dibur. Ze u teke pira shasht. So, vive a medical. Yoche minova di tani kam en nama lesa li palgin a dibur. Ho ni u lai no bim yifra dibur e kwa. Vi rapshin in tani nam shikoma. So the question is, so how did the Rabbat of Amasne assume that Rav Meir holds Loi Palgit in Bore. Maybe Rav Meir also agrees with Palgit in Bore. But the reason is why Rav Meir says that Chia Kalk culture is Loi Yotzalachimus, because we say, according to Rav Meir, greedy Shia, hi, Shia Namal in the day. So we, alright. We need to remain the Kalk. Yehochem, no one. It's an Akame, so we didn't say that Kashi. So we said that Rashi, in respect to Rav Meir, Rashi would agree with the Pshat of Tetzis, that the Raya that Rav Meir holds, Loi Palkin and Dibure, is from the case of Kol Mechaz Akpun Lochutz, so the plane is vainly oasis on it. So the itself dimensions. In that case, there is a machleket between Rav Meir and Rashi. Alright. Vitle medical, Yochet no Tarakam and Abbas and Tolkien in the Boy, or you lie in the Boy Cloud of Shimatan and Achikoma, who you mean I didn't ask me she's scared of dead, something else. Again, the same Kashi that Ezra says against Rashi. Rashi mentions a big Kiddush that if a person says, Kol Mechosa, Chutz Misod, the plane is Knuyo Moch, so in view of the fact that we don't know which Sode he excluded, so mainly the kingdom is not Chalotia. So he says, "Ulina din atzvish iskar rabz al kasher. Yom al yechutz bezkul karke. Vane kolim lechotzim itnam chotzi sode amirei chalof. Mishamim dineim. Vine itu chotzi sadeyu. Alme kona avol gav di mochi doch le yuchol atzonim. Umayish ne mishayim." So the kasher is, it's a gemore b'foreshes. It's a gemore b'foreshes. It's a mishne b'foreshes in Ufasre. That if Ruben says to Shimon, chotzi sode amirei chalof. He doesn't say which chotzi. Whether this half or this half or this half or this half. You can divide it into two halves in many ways. So the halacha is that the mecheir has the right to choose the most inferior half and give it away to the mecheir. So it's yad mecheir ala tachtein. So that means that haknoye amidom osheim misuyem is chal. Except in view of the fact that he didn't identify which half, so we can give him the inferior. But how it is? So we said that according to Rashi, so Rashi is meaning that Haknoi Yandor Hashem Mizuyim is Chal. But Rashi Shikin is Shiur Yandor Mizuyim is not Chal. Why? Because when the person says, Uve invites the Shtar, Kol Sodeisai Knoi Moch Chutz Misodeachis, and he has 10 Sodeis, and he doesn't specify which Sode is Mishael. So it's not that he's Makne, that he's Makne 9 Sodes. There is a special halacha that when one is makne, he's the chosim, he can exclude something. So it's aknuya, not the chosim, but he excludes one thing from the chosim. So the main, in other words, it's not that if he has ten sodis, and he's makne always sodis, but he excludes one, so it means he is makne now. He is makne all the sodis that he possesses. But he excludes one soda from that knoi. It's a special halacha that one can exclude something from that knoi. It's not a shorthand method of being machinized on this. No. It's a knoi among the sodas, but he excludes one soda. He excludes one soda from that knoi. So melee, since there is a halacha that a person can mark all his sodas and exclude one soda, so he can only exclude it over Misuya, but he cannot exclude it over Misuya. So only in regard to Shio, there is a Roche, according to Rashi, that he cannot exclude it over Misuya. But in regard to Atnoye, he can mark the it over Misuya. Alright, that we said in Rashi. Misuya Gassim, if you made the young Zeres, how we don't let deeply regret. He gave away a palm tree to his daughter. And then he died. Also Yasme, Paul, Yavri. So I can use a name like this. So a bas doesn't yarshu the king of money. But if he gives it away, we might put it, so then she gets it. Now he didn't specify which palm tree he gave away to his daughter. So the Gemara says, so Rabbi Yisrael Meir had mas nisna ola abayi, mi dome, hosom tol chad vechad moce mitchale, hoche, dikle gabayi, ushma minu dikom se isa adekel, vnital dimen, umavien, veafo gafo omo adekel kli. So again, here it's a case of being makne and unspecified adekel. And makne. So that can be haknoye, and doshin nisuyim, that can be. But Rashi Shiki is, shiyu and doshin nisuyim, that cannot be. This we can see in Rashi. However, basically in Midrash, he spells it out that not only is it impossible to be Mishael Doshim Yisroel, it's even impossible to be Makhle Doshim Yisroel. We will see Rav Yisim Alevi, when Midrashal, she say that because of Kim Doche Dine, man de Makhle Midr Chavre, agar Taladam is Karke, Tzorich Lis Yumelei Hanna Taladam. So in other words, Rav Yisim Alevi in Midrash explains this Gemara, this Mishnah in Peir, in the Ofer Meir. So, like Rashi, so in other words, so we see from this Mishnah, that from the Meir, we can deduce the proposition that one cannot be Mishaya in the Moshe Yisroel. So the Meir of Yisroel, in Ma'alevi, Migash says, so it follows that one cannot be Makhne in the Moshe Yisroel either. You see, in Rashi, we could say that Rashi Shiti is, one cannot be Mishaya in the Moshe Yisroel. But Makhne Doshe Nisuyim again, Masha'im Ibn Rabbi Yisrael Levi Migash, he himself equates Haknoi of Doshe Nisuyim with Shio of Doshe Nisuyim. So the Mele, if somebody wants to be Makhne, Mitautuni, Agar Kakoye is a Kaftal Adamis that he owns, so the Mele, he has to specify the identity of the Adamis. Which Adamis? Not Stam Adamis. Because so the reason the Migash is there cannot be a Knoye and a Doshim Yisui. So he says, so we see a hundred Aldamis, the Chippo is seen with Aldamis, the famous Shoikon. Uloche Abino, a Knino Yagav, a Sefer the Beis, that's in Moran Bobas. Why a Sefer the Beis say the threshold of his house? Why did he have to specify the threshold of his house? Couldn't he say, Daladamis in my house? The answer is, there are so many Daladamis in the house. So if he's not Messiah, which Daladamis? So then it's not Chal. So that's why he had to spell out which Daladamis, the Daladamis that was on the threshold of his house. Do what is we the Aaron. So then the question arises, the Aaron Gab Yom Achotzi Sode Aminezimoch, Mishamim Mireel, Vimezim Lichotzi Sodeu. So Mika says, Mishum Messiah Mayasode. So Rabbi Yisrael Migash himself was aware of this halacha of Chotzis Adeyu Ani Nisimoch. So he has the choice of giving the Likeach the inferior hand. But the community is Sarvism Mikasis. The reason as to why there it is effective, because there it is the atmosphere. Because there he does earmark the soul. But he says half of the soul. Now the question arises, what difference does it make? Whether he earmarks the Sode, or he doesn't earmark the Sode, does it make any difference whether the lack of identity is relates to a big stretch or to a small stretch? If there is our that technology is not effective, unless you are resigning, you specify the identity of the thing you are marking it. So what difference does it make whether you specify a relatively smaller field or you specify a relatively larger field? So in other words, if the machine has 10 solids, solid number 1, solid number 2, number 3, after 10, and he says, I am marking to you one of my 10 solids, then it's not. But why? Because he didn't even specify what solid it is, just 10 solids. But if he says, I am marking to you a half in solid number 1, or a half in solid number 2, so then it's considered a double mystery. I mean, that doesn't make sense. Does it make any difference how unspecified it is, as long as the identity of the piece of land that he is conveying to the Likea is not mentioned? So it's a double mystery. So in both cases, it's a double mystery. In the case where he says, I am marking to you one sode out of my 10 sodes, or out of my 1,000 sodes, or a half out of the one sode, in a situation. So it's a double mystery. But the pshat is in Rabbi Yisrael Halevi is something else. You know that there is such a thing as joint title and several title, individual title. What does it mean? Two individuals could buy a piece of land, they saw the joint. A joint. So there is a difference. Let's say, if Ube is Makne, let's say, a certain son, to Shimon and Levi, jointly or separately. If he's Makne, a son, jointly, so then it doesn't mean that Ruben is marked to Shimon and Levi, to Shimon one half of the Sade, and to Levi the other half of the Sade. It means he is marked the whole Sade to Shimon and Levi joint. But Ruben could say, this Sade, I marked one half of the Sade to Shimon, and one half of the Sade to Levi. So, the reason my Levi, Halevi Miga says, that when Ruben says to Shimon, writes to Shimon, Chotzi Sode, and Mehaloch, so he's not, he doesn't intend to give him title to have his Sode, but he's making him a joint owner with himself. So actually, he's makne the whole Sode. He owns the Sode, and he's makne the whole Sode to Shimon. But the whole Sode to Shimon would mean that he divests himself of ownership. No. So he says, Chotzi Sode Anu Mechaloch. I don't divest my ownership in Sode. I retain my ownership in the whole Sode. But I make you a co-owner with me in that Sode. So he expresses it in terms of Chotzi Sode Anu Mechaloch. Now suppose if a father dies and he leaves his son. And suppose the two sons are, neither one of the two sons is a poor. They are both children. So then there is a chuki. So one son, let's say Ruben, gets Hefisode, and Shimon gets Hefisode. So does it mean that Ruben yarshin Hefisode, and Shimon yarshin Hefisode? No, it doesn't mean that. It son by himself, yashes the whole Sadeh. But, so who yashes the whole Sadeh? But when a father dies and leaves one son for the two sons, so then each one yashes the whole son. But they have a schus of making a chuk. So Mele, here too, when he says Chotis son and Mechaloch, he doesn't mean to be makne heva son. He means to be makne the whole son. But normally when you are makne the whole son, you turn the care. So you divest your own ownership. Here, when he said Chotis Soda Mechaloch, he meant not to divest his ownership in the Soda, but to give Shimon also title in the whole Soda. So then they become both joint owners of the Soda. So since they become joint owners of the Soda, so it's like a father who died and he left one Sadeh, so then the Yoshim have his schools of the mind again. So here too, the Rekeach can force the Meicher that they should divide. So then the Meicher has his schools when he divides the Sadeh to give the inferior half to the Rekeach, and the better half he keeps for himself. He keeps for himself. But it's not that he was Makhneh the Sadeh. He was Makhneh virus in the whole Sadeh. This is what Chavisim Mika says. Oh. Ulachar bin Akher. Oh. Va'avagam yomah chotis oda v'neizim o mishamim v'neyev v'neizim lechotis neyu mishamim v'sayim le'asodeh. So there he gives him head violence in the whole sodeh. So he's makni dolo misuyen, but he gives him joint title together with himself in the whole sodeh. So that's not Makhne Dov Shem Misuyen, that's Makhne Dov Misuyen. The Mahanad Al Dam is down. Oh, but the practice is, the game said, there is a Chubas again. Now, Harshoye, what does Harshoye mean? Now, Shliches is not enough to enable a person to become obedient. Let's say, suppose Rubin has a Torah with Shem. Rubin has a Torah with Shem. And he claims, let's say, $1,000 from Shem. And he appoints Levi as a shliach to be taken for him. He is not a good taker. So the halacha is, he cannot appoint a shliach to be taken for him. Because Shem can say, if he appoints Reuven with five claims, let's say, $1,000 from Shem, and he appoints Levi, that Levi should litigate. So Shimon can tell Levi, love of one in the end. Then the Gemara will come. I have no business with you. I don't want to deal with you. Do I owe you? Do you claim that I owe you anything? I don't owe you. You admit that I don't owe you anything. So maybe I don't want to go to the Torah with you. Love of one in the end. But in order, suppose Reuven does want that Shimon should be his thing, as in order to prevent prevent Shimon from telling Levi Lava of Didiya, so then he has to appoint Levi as a Shliach Hashor. Shliach Hashor, the literal translation of Shliach Hashor means a Shliach with power of attorney. That would be a literal translation. So in other words, so then a Shliach Hashor becomes a Baldomo. An ordinary Shliach is not a Baldomo because he has no interest. But if Reuven appoints Levi as a Shliach, and he assigns to him a portion of the claim that he has against Shimon, so then he becomes an interested party. Then he becomes a Malach. So in order to become a Shliach HaShoyeh, he must be Zeichet in a fraction, in a portion of the claim. So how can you assign a claim? Through Adakak. That means an indebtedness, a claim. A claim. Reuven has a claim of $1,000 against Shimon. So he wants Levi to be the tayer, to be the litigant. But Levi cannot be a litigant unless he's an interested party, he's a Valdovo. How does Levi become an interested party if he becomes part owner of the claim? So he has to be Makhe, the claim that he has against Shimon. So how can you be Makhe, a Chay, Agakak? So the king said, so if the man is a rich man, he has real estate, so then he can be Makhe. But suppose the poor man, he has no real estate, so how can he appoint the Shliach HaShoyeh? In order to appoint the Shliach HaShoyeh, he must be Makhe the claim, the Chay, Agakak, but he doesn't own any Kak, he's a poor man. So the king said, he can, the inchot of Israel, Shein Wei Daladam is the Eretz Israel. Every Jew has a favorite in the Eretz Israel. So in Mele, he can be Makne, the claim, to Shimon, Agav, the Daladam is the Eretz Israel. Agav, the Daladam is the Eretz Israel. So in Mele, he says, so Rabbi Yisrael, Alevi, Nigash. Now the question is this, every Jew, has a heritage in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because every Jew is a descendant of one of the Shvatim, either Yehuda or Yisachar or Zvulun or Don or Naphtali. Every Jew is a descendant, and even though that Seretz HaShvatim who went into exile, but the Gemara says that Yirmiyah was Malzia, a portion of the Seretz HaShvatim. So in Mele, we don't know. Every Jew among us, he might be the descendant of one of the Shvatim. We don't know which even. So the Mele, does a Jew know which piece of land he owns now to soil? Whether it's in Tveria or in Tzfas or in Tel Aviv? He doesn't know. But every Jew knows that he has a chilek in Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, how do they get? Again, given it that if somebody has to appoint the Shliach HaShoyeh, so he has to be marked in the claim. The Chayim, Agav Karka, he should, if he's a poor man, so he has no real estate, no Karka, no real estate. So then, he should be Makne Agav, Dabadam is now to soil, but you cannot be Makne Dabashim Yisuyen, he doesn't know which Dabadam is, whether it's here or there. And so according to Rabbi Yisrael, so if we say, like Jesus, that one can be Makne Dabashim Yisuyen, so there is no problem. But according to Rabbi Yisrael, Migash, one cannot be Makne Dabashim Yisuyen. So how can the game say that he should appoint the Shliach HaShoyeh by being Makne the claim, Agav Karki, Agav El Adamis? So he says, the Hochem Shadron Misif, also he said, So he says, the game, when the game said that, they didn't declare the halacha anymore. That was a special takon. That the gabin shliach hashoye, so aknoi of domashim misuim should be affected. So the game had the kiyach to make a special takon. But generally, but only vis-a-vis Shliach HaShoyeh. So the Gaini was misaki, that he could make a Knoi of Domashim Yisuyen. But in any other situation, so a Knoi of Domashim Yisuyen is in effect. That's what Rav Yisrael Nalevi says. Rav Yisrael Nalevi Nia says. The Afim al Nadam is a son of the Kanti, Keiha Kulif said, Mor Echeime, or in Mor Epikdeim. Eilu Dimre Arav Alevi Zah, Veinu Necheime Bazeh, Kmoi Shivosah, Visu Kashi, עוד אבינו אפשר להמיך הסבאי, שתוכל את אותו עם חוסי, שכל הרביעי, על ידי כלי מימר, כיוון, וכל הנכסה, כל הרביעי, בכל איך הולך מסני סוף, כל החלקי, אבל כאימר, חוצי סוד אדוני חלוק שתהיה יוצא. So, there are some mistakes here, that no one goes here, the Rambam. There is a certain one, I mean the expression. And חוצי כאימר, חוצי סוד אדוני חלוק. Shetirze, Horav Kirezeme. So what do you mean, Horav? He means the Bible. So that, in other words, because he has the choice of giving him the whatever I have in the Chvuchike, whatever I have, he wants to give, so he can give him Tzion al Tachtayim, although he can. So he says, he mentions another kasha against Rabbi Yisrael Migash from the Yomar Mubasa, Luchem Kotlein, Mechos HaShemot Rabbi. So he says that maybe Rabbi Yisrael Migash will explain that Gemara the way he explained the Gemara of Chotzisod Ad Mechaloch. How did he explain the Gemara of Chotzisod Ad Mechaloch? That the Kavone of the Mechel is not to be making him heavy Sodeh, but to make him a joint owner of have bias in the Old Sodeh. So here too, Chilik Lutleini, so this kavone is to make him one-fourth buyer, a joint co-owner to the extent of one-fourth interest. So that doesn't mean he's makne to him one-fourth of the sade, but he's making him a one-fourth joint owner in the whole sade. That he can do it, because then it's in the only sade. Alright. Aber so koshen der Mishimis. Die Gassin und Mishima Perik Basel und noch es, Omer Avne Bachie, Beis Bebeis an Mechloch, Marei Wau Yo, Vasik Ne Mishim Nidriye, Vyanko Ashtar Atachtelo. Wie ist der Name, bis er es nicht doge, so der ist Beis Bebeis an Mechloch. So, in other words, Beis Bebeis an Mechloch. So, what does it mean? A Beis in my Beis. So, it probably means, so, he probably means, so the Ramban understood that he means one of the batim that he owns. One of the batim that he owns. So what's his lokshen suyen? But why couldn't Rabbi Yosef HaLevi Migash apply this Gemara in Menuches also to the same case? In other words, when he says, by the base of Michaloch, let's say he has an apartment building, let's say with 10 floors. So it's not that he was making one apartment. He made him a joint owner in the apartment building. But a joint owner. So in other words, what kind of an interest of having one apartment in the whole building? So in other words, he becomes a joint owner in the whole building. This is how the Rabbi Yisrael HaLevi Migash can apply this law. Alright. Vasikte mishum nidriye viyam ashtar tahtim. Vini se nam misak se dorem ya se nam osu noches vayu bisan mechaloch minofal mareyu nofal. Evet be'avoda ya ni mechaloch u meis mareyu meis al mekon. So that was the more says minoches that if someone said to the other vayu bisi ya ni mechaloch vayu bisi ya ni mechaloch and then let's say and one of the floors collapsed, so you can give him the collapsed floor. So again, that's no kasha, because it can be the same thing, just the same way as Rabbi Yosef HaLevi explains the Gemara of Chotzisot Ad Mechaloch, that he gives him head virus, so he also gives him partial virus in the whole building. Partial virus. So head virus, one-fourth virus, one-tenth virus. In other words, if they are, let's say, 10 floors, so he gives him one-tenth virus. So then he's marked to him in the Mishui. Alright. Now then he says, V'rib zal kosav, shia karka kol shi ustam, lo yoch la'abda v'dvure, kamo shom l'avshi, v'chim mashmei zvor v'sa. So the Rif also explains Rameya like Rashi. V'ay pirish v've, now again, we don't have the agoyes of Rabbi Zalman and the Ramban, that's why there are a number of mistakes. Lo yimishtamla is certainly a mistake, it probably is lo yimashmala. Not when you stumble into the Mishnah. But when Mashmah, it doesn't appear from the Gemara in Mishnah that way. That men also talk to Shio Yitzleve, is Leve, claim, pay the Shio Mitalkle, Kosho, or Kaka Kosho, the economy is Hadnaye, Rosh Kol Hosai, Loyot and Heve, or Maishim Shia Kolakaki, became Mitalkle, Inam Mishaya Kolam Talkle, became Kakoes, or Maishim Shia Mitzas Kake, became Asho, Hadine, the Hatayim. So in other words, because the Gemara says in the Basra that according to the Meir, so according to the Meir, if someone is Mishaya, if Kitzi Kol Chosav Lavod of Sayyid Tzimachim, but if he's Mishaya, one thing, whether he's Mishaya Mitalkin or he's Mishaya Kakoyes, so then he's Lo Yotzo Lechayim. So Yotzo Lechayim. Now, voided my person. Oh my God, but I'm not having such a difficult to say. Every time, the mash not to Mashiach, the car to call you, have a shield, the lamp is in the shield, the whole shield now. Uva we tell me ma, that we wish to know what was he doing ma, la we tell me what the way go off, so we may. We can be out. So that words, he rejects Rashi's job. That the reason that how do we know that Rabbeya, how did that Rabbeinu Bar Masna draw the conclusion that according to Rabbeya, we don't take out any bullet because Rabbeya says he a kaka kocho. So we ought to be hearing. So we may, and how do we know that Rav Shimon holds for only bullet because Rav Shimon says, Leo Yotzmechele in Hebrew is Shia, an unspecified karke, and when he's Mishaya, an unspecified piece of karke, so then he can be matrim, so the whole matoni becomes bottle. And so we say, because still Rav Shimon says that there is a chemo, so it's a riot that Rav Shimon holds the bottle. That is Rashi's chapter, the Rish chapter, the Remigas chapter, but the Rabban rejects it. We get down to the time in the Tanakame, there's Rai's chapter. ומשמיקום הקל כל מחוסר, ואוהבת בכלל, ועכשיו לא מהחוץ מקרת פלני, הוא פיקי עם כבר לא נשאר. ושיר בן, הילקה חברי כמשאומה בגוף שלהם, חוץ, שכיו שנכנס בכלל, ולפלגין הדיבורי, נעשה כל הניח לא דברך. ורשי לפה מגלה עם פלגין הדיבורי, וזה הפיר שלנו. וזה ראי נזכר. זאת אומרת, אני רואה את שפת אפשר. How do we know that there is a machlek? How can Rabbeinu Bar Masna know that there is a machlek between Rabbeya and Rav Shimon as to whether we say Palgin Nevoah or we don't say Palgin Nevoah? Because if he says Kol Mechosai Tmuel Lachutz Misod Poim is, so it's an important expression because Kol Mechosai implies Kol, and then when he says that there is no exclusion, and then he says Chutz, so it's in other disaster. So the mail is inconsistent. We see as well. But if Rav Shimon holds, we say Palgin Diborah, so then we split the Diborah into two Diborah. So then we reduce the expression of Kol Chosai into two expressions. Of Atzmi Kol Chosai 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 in Gittin, so he explains it like Hash, but in Bobaste he explains it like the Bible. So obviously he was raised. And apparently the Rambam assumed that Rabbi Yisrael ibn Migash wrote the Perush on Bobaste after he wrote his Perush on Gittin. Alright. Because his Perush in Gittin is not perfect. Because of Misahis, Misahis Asher Tani Ochet, Reb Shimon Eimei, Kol Mechosai, Chutz Mechadim Mishnei, Lo Makum, Chutz Meyoflei, Yavu Pishit Shulei Sidiya, Veisi Sodo, Mikon Neshon Chosai, Mikon Atzim Bechir, Ushnei Mudor Rabi Yis, Vichim Shnizbol Adin Eimei, Shilo Samu Makbal Dao, Chatsi Reshkono, Tzchim Chino, Yindia, Shal Yom Pagim Zal, Shita Kom Tabelo, Mishin Mikarke, Shesei Yichin, Al Baradame, Shal Yatus Choe, Oin Shal Chure, Shein Zem Nadim, Kibuha, Bisim Amizikin, Bibeizim Kim Mikin, Snap. According to the Rabban, the Beis Balei ben Migash was chizeya from his perush in Gittin. So in Gittin, he assumed, he took it for granted, that there cannot be hakmi chalimine, there couldn't be haknoye al yido Rosh Yisrael. So then he had the kasha, he raised the question, how can we gain him advisors to appoint the Shvei HaShoye by being makne the chayim on top of the Dalam is now to soil, is the Dalam is now to soil. So Rabbi Salim, Mikash, he had to say, was compelled to say, it's a special account, that Hatmoy of Dalam is now should be effective in regard to Shuyah Hashem. But in Bobaspe, he was raised a family's child. So in Bobaspe, he realized, Rabbi Salim, Mikash realized, that Hatmoy of Dalam is now to effective. So the mayor, and he explained, the Mishnah of Rameh and Rav Shimon in accordance with the Pshat of the Raya. So then, he had no kasha. So he had no kasha to ask, how could the Gaining advisors to appoint the Shriya HaShoye by being Makhne the claim on top of the Adam Israel to Israel? Because there is no difficulty. Still, the Rabbis of Alevi in Migash in Bobasne also raised that question, and they give the same terrors, that it's a special leniency in regard to Shriya HaShoye. So the question arises, Moraš, pišla im in gitu, un rabiz vale bi da si te was, that the put mi akhu ya tobe shi suyen, so we mele it presented a difficulty, this to a second. But in Bolovaste, when rabiz vale bi da shi was chesir, and he agreed with the Rebbe and Don Chaim that there could be actually a Roshim Yisrael, so that there is no difficulty in the Jewish agreement. So why did Rabbi Yitzchak Levi and Migashi and Rabbi Basra too have to resort to a special Takonis agreement without recourse to a special Takonis? So one could be Makne, the Chaim, Agav al Dar Snar Tzvoel, because in Rabbi Basra, so Rabbi Yitzchak Levi and Migashi held that you can't be makne Roshim Yisrael. So the answer is now the Rambam in the Rashi Chemishim Haloche Zayin, the last line in Haloche Zayin, Ve'itik Shem Yoshov Vitel Mois Iv the Malve. So if the Tebeya was marshal, the Shliach, to collect from the labor, she little boy, she is the Khabele, or the three of men of Halmoye, the Royal the Makne Karka, Makne Alba Ami is Mechonki Shebeot Israel, who Makne Yahweh is Algab. So he says, Udvori Meil, Udvori Kalin and Amel, Uhuri. So he says that you cannot rely on this situation. שזה יהיה מה שיש לחלק בארץ ישראל, ואפילו הוא רואו אין מה שזה. So the Kesef Mishnah explains the Rambam, that the Rambam mentions two arguments against the Jewish Agim. One again saying that one can give a Keah HaShoy, a power of attorney, to a Shliach, to collect the claim, by being Makne the claim, and Agav, Dalet Amis Le'Arz Yisrael. So the Rambam says, no, there are two times again. One argument is שזה מי יהיה מה שיש לחלק בארץ ישראל. So the Kesef Mishnah explains it, how do we know that he is a descendant ben of one of the Shvatim? Maybe he is a descendant ben of a Ger. How do we know? Do we know the yiches of every Jew up to the Yidnechli Oret? So it's possible that this Jew is a ben is in Ben-Ben, Obigea. That's one time. And if he's in Ben-Ben, Obigea, so then he doesn't have a chilek in Eretz Yisrael. Because the Galim did not take, because his ancestors did not take a chilek in Eretz Yisrael. And then another time, Vafim hu ho, any bishus. Because there is a loch of Gozmo, the Siyah Shabbayim, Shneim Nechim Lahadish, Zerim Kinesh Shalayim, Zerim Shneim Meshusein. So the Morin Shneim says that applies only to Mitaltalim, because Mitaltalim is only, but it doesn't apply to Kakoyim, because Kakayim is Zeles. So the Mele, if let's say Shimen Gazlati Sode from Rubein, so Rubein, after Shimen Gazlati from him, is able all the Din to be Makhine Sode, because it's still Meshusein. Except if the karke is in Yochel Mitzir Dayon. So, but if the karke of Jim Gazet from Ruben is in Yochel Mitzir Dayon, so then Ruben cannot be Makne. So there was a machlekes v'shem in Shem Kovetzes in Bom Mitzir. What does it mean in Yochel Mitzir Dayon? Whether, so some v'shem say, in Yochel Mitzir Dayon means, if I'll put in it in Yochel Mitzir Dayon. But the Ramach, in Shem Kovetzes in Bom Mitzir says, that not only if Al-Pudin is in Yochel Mitzir Leonim, but if Bimtzias is in Yochel Mitzir Leonim, it cannot be Makne Tina. So it's also considered in the Shishim. In other words, the Ramach says, in Shem Kovetzes, in Bimtzir and Shem Yochel, suppose Shimon Gazlut a Sodi, Farbuben, and Shimon is a very arrogant, rude, brutish person. He is more tzayis levine. He doesn't, he's not obedient to the Psalmist. And Bezdin has no keach on him. Let's say Shimon is listening. He doesn't listen to anybody. And doesn't respect anybody. So, Al-Pidin, Ruben, could be Bezdin. But, Bimtzias, he couldn't be Bezdin. Because Shimon is a Gav Alev. So the Ramah says, so many Rishim say, that's considered Yochni Tzivrayon. Just because B'Yutzir cannot enforce it, it doesn't mean it's a Yochni Tzivrayon. But the Ramah says that as long as B'Yutzir cannot enforce it, he cannot recover it. So it's also considered a Yochni Tzivrayon. And B'Veyre Ruve in the Nixl cannot be Makin. So apparently the Shittas Rambam is like Ramah. Because here, it's not that Al-Kutin could be Makne. Al-Kutin could be Makne. But since no Jew knows what portion of the soil he owns, whether it's in this place or in that place, and even if he knew, he still couldn't enforce it because somebody has possession of it and will not give it to him. So he may have been Tzias. Being Tzias, he cannot be made Tziat. Be Dayon. So the male is considered any which you say he cannot be makne. This is what the Rambam, that's the Rambam second idea. But he will go any which you say. Because even though Karka is in Xales, but if it's any Yochli Tzivlai on him, so it's any which you say, so he cannot be makne. So how can he be given Kiyah HaShoyim to the Shliach by being makne the claim? Agar, the Karka in Eretz Yisrael, it's any which you say, so he cannot be makne. So that's why he is really can't be Takol Zadim. So he says, "Va'agin imatzmon shetiknu tachon esu omu sheinim l'miki v'adin eso ve'in al kedlayim al amitva." So in other words, so this is the pshat in the Midrash of Lasta. In Gittin, he raised his kasha against tachon esagim on the basis of the premise that you cannot be makhid on Shem Suyeh. But in Lasta, he was chesed. So he had another difficulty. But how can he makhid it on Shem Suyeh? So again, he had to resort to the same. To the same svar, that is a special Now we give a mention something else. The Daladamis in Eretz Yisrael, or Agav, Daladamis of Gur. What kind of Yisrus is that? So, in other words, that means because there is a chayv incumbent upon each and every Jew to be came there, every other Jew, and even to some melee, that means that in the lifetime, every Jew has a schus of Lacha Mise, acquiring Dalad Amazon. So it becomes a vested right. It's a very strange concept, but that's how it appears from the game. That because of the chayv that is incumbent upon each and every Jew to be kaver every other Jew, to kaver every other Jew. In other words, let's say, suppose now the Rambam points out that the Takonis Agini had to be made only in connection with the case where there is no Pesach Chodesh or Rav. So then, but if the Bnei Oir have their own Pesach Chodesh, then it's managed their own. But the Gemim say, that even if there is no public Pesach Chodesh for the residents of the city, but since there is a Aloche, that Bnei Oir can give to one another to give away a plot of land to become a Jew. So the Melech then gives every Jew in his lifetime a certain vested right, because Laham is so saying. So the Melech here will be able to become one another, that they should give up of a piece of land in order to accommodate every Jew with a burden. So this is what he says. It's a strange concept. So he says, So then he says, Vasikne Lishmaitzim, the Balbina Dibur, the Abel Gal. So here, the mascot of the Gemara is like Rabbi, that every chain today because of the Kol Chosei Kmuloch. So even though he's a Gode, he's not accepted Rigabe the Shtamatone, because that requires an IQ, but Rigabe the Shichur, it is accepted. In other words, we say, Balbina Dibur. Vasikno Lishmaitzim, Balbina Dibur. We have a Gabe, the Shneichon, the Kmuloch, the Kmuloch, the Kmuloch, the Kmuloch, the Kmuloch, the In other words, where the Baal Shoma Gerashti is Ishti, we Mafreya, where there is Nemo, we can't have it. So that's Lechad Gufe, so there is Machlekes. But in Trey Gufe, Berokhe Ebed and Chosim Trey Gufe Nimu, who in Trey Gufe Pogino, Kidrobe Dom Arobe Ferkam Zaleder, Trey Nibar Ishti, who be Acham Staff Lohoge, Avoy Lohog, Berokhe Tainos, who for my deep man, I was all guy, the Hamil and Kong before Hatsman, who is Mishnah, you know, who in Pogino Nibura, who Hatsmi, Mashma Mechere, the Ochename Kore, Shebo, בגדיש או בחוץ לארץ, ויקוס ובאמת. תודה סליחות, אינם אומרים לו לפנח ולפנח לה, אפילו לגבי איש, או לפעמים לדיבור אלה פסוק קורה, אלא לגבי עצמי, וישתה, אבל בשור קרים, אין איזה מקרה, וחורים יש מטוצות בו תקורה. Now this is based on אנשים איזה רעי. That Rambam discusses a great length in his חידוש עם מקיס. כמו רסנס, פרויקט הבנו את זה לי, הוא באחר מסתר המאוקי. Why? Because we say פעמים לדיבורי. So what does it mean we say פעמים לדיבורי? Because when the person says, "Plain the Bible tells me," Rubin says, "Shimon was the way of me." So Rubin in effect says two things, two statements. First of all, he says, "Shimon is a Rebbe. He's the way of someone." And then he also says, "I, Rubin, am the Niyomba." So I, Rubin, am the Niyomba has to be rejected because he's a Baldova. So it's not inadmissible. But the other argument, Shimon is a Rebbe. So that can be accepted, that is admitted. And even though we don't know who the Niyoba is, because we can't accept the statement, I am the Niyoba, but it doesn't matter, because it doesn't make any difference who the Niyoba is. As long as there is a Kode, the Chimen is a Rebbe. Or, then the Gemara says, plain Boalishi. So we accept the Kode in regard to the plain. In other words, so it's Chayim Mise, because it's Boalishi. But his wife, we cannot meet our Mise against his wife, because he is not Nemon regarding the wife, but he is Nemon regarding the plane. So again, we say, Palvin the Boy. Now, so all the Rishayim as the Kashe, there is Yerushalmi, now the first parent. So there is a Machlein case between the Shlokish and Rabbi Yechon. Hakeitz of the Chosov Rishayim Yodom, in one shtah, he was Keitz of the Chosov Rishayim Yodom, Voyoyim in Chayim Mosev or Chayim Mosev. So let's say Ruben was makris nechosim to Shimon and Rabbi, and then the Eli Ashtar were craving to Shimon, but they were mechaki to him. So Mishlokish says that the Shtar is effective, the Matoni is effective vis-a-vis Levi, vis-a-vis Shimon. The Shtar, the transfer is ineffective because they are craving apostle Elias. The title has to be transferred through the Shtar Matone, and since they are claimed of Shimon Levi, so maybe it's not effective regarding Shimon, but regarding Levi it is effective. So in other words, Shlokish says Pogim Dibur. In other words, we split the Shtar, even though it's a Shtar Matone, regarding Shimon, it's ineffective, but regarding Levi it is effective. Rabbi Yechon says, since it is but Ligami Shimeh, it is but Ligami Levi also. Why in Shimachutz also, but Rokolo? So all the Rishayim of the Kashe, how does God, according to Rabbi Yechon, and most Rishayim, pass like Rabbi Yechon in that Yerushalayim? Rabbi Yechon passes like the Shlokish, because of our Gemara. Because our Gemara says that every Rishayim Kitei because of the Kol Chosei Kmuloch. So he's never on Atzme, even though he's not never on Chosim. So in other words, we see that Rabbi Pass, our Gemara says, that Balgim and Dibore. So in many ways, Rabbi Mephraim says that Aloch is like a Shlokish. But most Rishayim, including the Rif and the Rambam, they pass like a Bechon. And what's the Pshat of the Bechon? Because English is what it's also about the Kulo. So they ask the Kashi, so how does Rabbi say that when Rivam Yotzen, who be Acham is not in Lerbe, how does Rabbi say, in Sanhedrin, that when Boalishi, who be Acham is not in Lerbe, yeah, yeah, boy, oh, go, out in the Pure, what we should say in English, what we saw some of the Pure. So the Rambam indicates, the Rambam says that there are two kinds of Tzureis. There is a Posleides like Kohen, Hoshe. So a Shemidi has, what is a Posleides? So there, where someone has a Shemidi, but a Posleides, so then we say, Nimtzo Echon and Kohen Apostle in school too. Each one of us was born. But then, if somebody testifies against himself, it's not a Posleides, it's no Eides at all. Then it is a confession. He doesn't even have a Shemidi. When a Hoshe or a Kohen testifies against the person, it has a Shemidis. But it's a Posleides. So, if it has a Shemidis, we say, Eidi Shemot Mutsos Matokolo. But when someone says, plainly Rivan Yotzeli, so it doesn't have a Shemidis. It's a confession. It doesn't have how a Shemidis. So maybe it's not just to say, Eidi Shemot Mutsos Matokolo. So that's the reason as to why. If someone says plainly Rivan Yotzeli, so we accept the Hagodah regarding to the plainly and not regard himself. And we don't say, since it is both regarding himself, so it is one of those the law. The answer is, regarding himself, there is no way this. But if someone will say plainly, Bo alachem si hanusur, let's say his sister is an ishishish, and then he comes, Ruben will come and say, Shimen Bo alachem si hanusur. So then, we wouldn't say, Pagim in the Bure, we would be Mechayel Mise Shimen, but it wouldn't be Mechayel Mise his sister. Because regarding his sister, he don't say the Shemedes, but the Posleides, a Kohen is possible, but the Shemedes it is. So since it becomes his bottle, regarding his sister, his bottle, regarding the Shemedes too. Mashiach came, plainly the man with saying, we cannot say, because the regarding himself, it's not an Eidus. So then he has the Kashi that I read. That's all right. The memory of Hovei in connection with Plain Rivan Yotzeli. But Hovei mentioned the same memory in connection with Plain Baal Ishti. So the Raivet says, Baal Bi Ishti is more than Baal. Because Ishti Ki Gufei, Baal Ki Ishti, so maybe it's Baal Gov. When a husband testifies against his wife, it's like testifying against himself. It's not like someone who testifies against his sister. If someone testifies against his sister, it has a shalimis. But it's impossible it is. So maybe we apply the aloche of any shemot mitzoso batoku. But when someone testifies against his wife, so he's taking good way, so it's not normal. It's more than God. So that's why, by training Baal Ishti, we say Paul Gimbuwe. But by training Baal Achaisi, the Bible says, we don't say Paul Gimbuwe. Nah. This is, so the Rambam agrees with that type, that we only say Pagina de Bure when he doesn't have a Shemedes altogether. But if he has a Shemedes, let's say Kore, so then we don't say Pagina de Bure, we say, Eidi Shabbat on Mitzosa Balot. So now he has the Kashi. Oh, of my deep power, some of the Rambam comes last time, this is Rambam, we don't have a Bure. Well, that's only by Moldova, that's when we say Pagina. But by Korev, we don't see Korev in Bure. Mashba Mechire, Tochenam, Korev, Shebobike, Isho, Bichut Lohet, because we matter as a Chosin, and then we went for the Lechta, for the Lechta, a few Gabi Isho, to in Korev, in Bure, in Psul Kove, El Gabi Atzme, Vishte, Abu Isho, Krivi, Eines Mikre, Bichor in Shebot Miso, Sobot Lokulo. Now, here the Gemara says, the thief, the devil himself, for the get, Tishtashu, And in the Shtar Shichu, it's written, called Chosai Kmeloch. So, he's Nehemon, we got the Shichu, but he's not Nehemon, we got the Chosai, because we say Pablo Nibure, but according to the Raya's proposition, that we only say Pablo Nibure when there is just a kind of Chalashanites. But if there is, it is a Chalashanites. That is what? But it's impossible, so then we don't say Pablo Nibure, we say Shimon Pistos of the Gulo. So maybe it should follow. Suppose the Korev who bring the Shtar Shichu for the Eretz. Now, the Gabi get Isho and Shtar Shichu, so all the Pesulim in Malem. There's the Aloch. But even that Shtar Shichu, it is with Kol Nechosai Kriloch. So, since he's the Korev, So he's not Nemo. So it's impossible. He got Mushtamatone. So maybe we should say, as the Rambam says, only when there is doesn't tell how we is all together, then we say Balmanipue. But if it tells the how we is, but because of a certain soul, it becomes bottle, then we have to say, Inishmat Mutazmatuku. So this is what we should say. Then he says, no. Either there is a mistake in this Rambam, and we have to be gavers. The Pshat in Ramban is that there is no mistake, so then the Pshat in Ramban is Umiu Kimehain Bishmaite Moi Chazine. So I don't accept what I said just now. Why? Because the Shaykh Bifnil Boed Oche. Even if the Korah is the Shuyach of the Shtar Shiro, in which it was written, Kol Chosai Kloi Loch. So then it is still, we still say Paulim Boed. The Oche Bechule Psoed Eides. We will not be with more than Hamad Amor. So let's say if you come and we'll bring the Shtar Shicho, and the Shtar Shicho will say, Kol Chosai Kloi Loch, so then it will still be effective without the Shicho. And we won't say, since it's in effect, since the Hagode of the Korem is bought without the Matone, because he's a Possible Ides, so he is a Possible Matokulo, so he should be bought without the Shicho also, we won't say that. Why? The Hochel Piagetchi will cause the Rechenki, when he says, we come up to the news of Alme with the Gale. The Heimlich Sinn is your diet in the Sade. La, come with Shoshe, the Alme, the Hashim of me. We you are Piaget, he says. We can finish what it was about the Kolo Klan. We Mokim Lodsh. So in other words, now he says that here, even if the Korev would bring the get, even if the Korev would bring the get, and he would say it for the Nechta, the get, the Shtar Shicho says, Kol Mechosai Kinoi Loch, so he would still say that Atz Mekone, Mechosai Loi Kone, and we cannot say Nishmat Tosvat Kolo, because the Shliach, the Kore, who testifies, he doesn't testify on the Gavre, he only testifies on the genuineness of the signatures. So in many ways, there is no, he doesn't tell you psoeides. He doesn't tell you. But he's not Nemo because he's in the Dechel. But we cannot say Inish about Mitzoso, but Oku. So Miller will still say, even if the Korah will bring the Shtar Shicho, that in which it is written, Kol Mechosai Kinoi Loch. So Atz Mekone, Nechosi, Loiko. ולמוקי מוח הוא שלו שניסחו למתחילו שכל גט שאיסי מייסי וכולי אין דוני במיקסה שלהם. ומרוכם, נאו לרמבן זה מפורש. He says, the whole shayla of Palgino Dibure, or Loi Palgino Dibure here is whether a shtar shebot in Mikzose is bot in Kulei or not. In other words, we could say that a shtar can either be accepted as a whole, as it is presented to us, or it has to be rejected as a whole. If we don't say Palgino Dibure, and if we say Palgino Dibure, so there we say the shtar can be accepted in regard to the Shivu, but not in regard to the Matan. Avo, Mishmochem Dam Lishi Akarak Koshi, Vyotze Mechir, Avo Medinei Shemot Mitzos of Bot Mekulo, Vyshay Chakla, Mishmochem Lehabe, Mishmochem Lehabe Kosha Lebos, in other words, because all the Mishayim is the Kasha. He's trying to answer the Kasha that all the Mishayim raise. Here the Gemara says, that the Aloch is like Chove. I mean, of course, the Aloch is like Chove. That Atz Mekone, Nechosi Moikone. That we say, Pogim Dibure, but in the Yerushalman there is a Machlekes, between Rishon Rishon Rabbi Eichen, and the Rabban Pesach Moos Rishenim, except for Rabbi Ephraim. They all pass like Rabbi Eichen, so there is this Tire Monash. If we say here, Pogim Dibure, even though the Shtar is not effective, we got the Matome. Still it is effective. We got the Shicho. So why over there? I just because of Shnei Odom. For your aid, we can't do this. So Rabbi Yechon says, since it's possible It's both Ligabe the one who is a Kohen to the Makrevin. So it's both Ligabe the one who, to whom the Idim are Hekin. But we should say Pabu the Bore. So the Rambam says, no. So he says, no. Here, over there, Avon the Nation, but Mikhtos of the Kumo, which I can call. Unshmachem, you have a Koshle Mosom. Because over there, so there is an Eidus, it has a Shemites. And a certain Eidus becomes bottle. So the male sins a certain Eidus, but the apostle Eidus, it becomes bottle because it's apostle Eidus. So the male you say it's not just bottle kulo, we cannot say Pablo Kule. But here, there is no apostle Eidus. But Ligabe, Matone, we need two Eidikio. And the Shriach is only Dechot, but that doesn't mean the Eidish Matu just bottle kulo just because we don't have enough Eidim, we just have an Eidechot. So, since Ligabe, Shtamatone, we require two Eidim, so the Mele, Ligabe get, it should become Boto. But Gabi get, one Eidim is enough. So it's not Shaykh to say, Eidish Matu Tosa Boto Kolo. So the Mele, there is no Stire between our Gimore and the Memo Chavir. Then he says, the Ashkacham Lei, probably in a Baltezah, Yerushalmi, Kosa kom ich hosam shli nodo. U bei in kreit mo zeh kreit mo zeh. Da bi khri mo mach shim shlo zeh shlo zeh. Du pam mo bu em shlo it khad gam ne. Ye shom mo tsos mo kolay. Aber hast du mach khri hosam mit moh ma ro bei yu ke yo. Kosa kom ich hosam na ab de ne zeh yo sham ki. A to ma hu ki ding patos. Ma to bu kot ge tu bi u ri potu. Oy ki ma to ne bu bi oy kai. Yo mi ka to. Kosa kom ich hosam mit nodo. Ke a Wo jo hebt zum Museum zum Museum, da bin ich schon da was ins Bau und ich bin schon ich hat er macht zum Museum, da bin ich mir vorgeschrieben. Da bin ich mir vorgeschrieben, mir vorgeschrieben.